Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Police are investigating a deadly hit and run in West Philadelphia. They're looking for a driver who struck and killed a man. The victim appeared to be drunk or high. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from Cobbs Creek.
This is a really busy area, Cobbs Creek Parkway and Walnut Street, just blocks away from SEPTA's 63rd Street Station. Carol Thrower lives a few blocks away. She was walking her dog this morning when she learned that a person was hit by a car here.
Yeah, that's horrible. I'm sorry that happened.
It was around midnight when police say a 50-year-old man who looked like he was under the influence was sitting in the middle of the street. He then tried to stand up, but then police say someone in a car going south on the Cobbs Creek Parkway hit him and didn't stop. The victim was then taken to the hospital, where he died.
Investigators say the only description of the car they had was that it was a white sedan with a sunroof. Police will be relying on surveillance cameras from the homes and businesses in the area as they try to identify and find the hit-and-run driver. The Pennsylvania House passed a bill this week aimed at raising awareness of human trafficking among employees and workers at places where it's most prevalent. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Crime sponsor Philadelphia Democrat Regina Young.
Between 2020 and 2024, there were 1,235 human trafficking offenses filed across 366 cases in Pennsylvania alone. We must do better to ensure people who are most connected with the public know what to look for and how to report it.
Young says the bill's passage is important with the World Cup, MLB All-Star Game, and the 250th celebrations all spotlighting Philadelphia in 2026. It would require training for hotel staff, especially at the front desk and in housekeeping, and would extend online booking services like Airbnb or Vrbo.
Some signs police will be trained to spot include older adults checking in with much younger companions and people not knowing where they are or unable to coherently describe what they're doing. The bill passed the House unanimously and heads to the state Senate. New Jersey's state Senate has passed a bill that would provide more training for police on how to deal with flash mobs and unruly crowds. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty spoke with the bill's sponsor about why this is so important.
Lawmakers previously passed legislation that enhances penalties for those who incite public brawls and large disturbances.
We need to do something about this. This bill is going to help our local law enforcement.
State Senator Paul Moriarty says this legislation takes that brawl bill a step further by requiring state law enforcement officials to adopt specific training practices on this issue, as well as provide additional resources.
The bill also requires the state police to provide local law enforcement with access to social media monitoring tools and intelligence resources. And it will make available mobile command units and personnel if necessary.
The bill now moves to the governor's desk for a signature. Senator Moriarty expects that will happen in the coming weeks. Flyers radio broadcaster Tim Saunders has been suspended for two games after making an inappropriate comment during last night's game at the Sabres. Saunders made the remark on a hot mic during what was supposed to be a commercial break, but he and his partner Todd Fedoric remained on the air. The Flyers said this does not reflect their standards, and while Saunders is suspended, they'll address the matter with all parties involved. They apologize to their listeners, fans, and anyone affected by the remark. In a statement today on social media, Saunders apologized to the Flyers and its radio partner, as well as anyone affected by his comment. He says, quote, I promise that I will hold myself to a higher standard moving forward to ensure our broadcast is a safe and respectful place everyone can enjoy. Leaders in Delaware County have come together to bring thousands of diapers to those in need. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, it's just in time for the holiday season.
This time of year, to be able to help young families now is just, it's a great thing.
That's Pennsylvania State Senator Tim Carney, and for the past 5 years, he's helped organize a countywide diaper drive during the holidays. Carney says he estimates they've collected around 10,000 diapers for families in need. And that's something that's on a lot of parents' Christmas list.
We work with people like WIC, Women, Infants, and Children here, and we work with the Foundation for Delaware County to really kind of figure out where they need to go, what they need to do.
Those diapers will be distributed to families in need over the next week. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.